Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
January is National Blood Donors Month. The need for blood continues even during a pandemic. That's why Lincoln's Alpha Stations, KFOR and KFRX, are teaming up with our good friends at 1011 Now for the January 21st Broadcasters Unite for Life Blood Drive. Originally, the drive was from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, but because so many people are wanting to donate blood, the drive has been extended an extra hour, and that's a good thing, to 5 p.m. at NCBB's office, 84th and O. My good friends at the Blood Bank joined me this morning on Lincoln Live, Carrie Lundeen, Community Outreach Representative, and Jamie Kassebaum, Lead Donor Recruitment Representative. All things are good at NCBB. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
All right. Pushing the January 21st blood drive from 4 to 5, as I mentioned, that's a very good thing. How many extra units of blood can be picked up in an extra hour?
So in that extra hour, we are going to be able to see at least 10 extra donors. That's usually what our target is for blood drives when we go out and have them, is right around that 10 donors per hour, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. We were just so thankful to see the outpouring of the support from the community. And that extra hour filled up in no time at all. It was full. So thank you. Big thank you to our community.
10 units, by the way, listeners, that's about what your body holds. So for that extra hour, you have generated enough blood to fill a body in an extra hour. So thank you, because had it not been for you wanting, showing the interest, listeners, that extra hour would not have been added. Pandemic, it's changed a lot of things, even the look of blood drives. How are you handling Thursday's event at NCBB at 84th and O using the COVID restrictions that are in place?
Yeah, so by the nature of our business, we're already very sanitary with our practices and what we do. But when COVID started, we definitely upped that. We have many safety precautions in place to ensure that the donors are safe. This includes, you know, getting their temperature taken when they arrive for a pre-screening. Appointments are also preferred, and this is just so we can really monitor how many people are coming for the blood drive at one time to allow for maximum social distancing. Also, masks are required, so everyone will obviously be masked. And then just even more extra sanitation between donors, more than we were even used to. So I can rest assure you that donors should feel very safe when they come to donate with us.
And that's not nothing new. That's nothing new for 2021.
No.
2020, and I did walk in and donate in 2020, and there were masks, there were social distancing practices going on at the 27th and Superior site, 26th and Superior site that I usually go to here in North Lincoln. So these are practices and protocols that have been in place all through the pandemic. But let's take a look at the year-long impact on blood drives in Lincoln during 2020.
Yeah, immediately left us with a sense of uncertainty when blood drives were canceled at the very end of March, considering that 50% of the blood supply is brought in by the blood drives, with all different organizations and businesses, community groups that were hosting, high schools, colleges. It was a large chunk that we were made us very nervous. However, with the suspension of elected surgeries and really people not leaving a whole lot, we were able to maintain a supply of blood quite stable for a little while. And then as things start opening back up and elective surgery starts, you know, we started to see a kind of a roller coaster of happening from time to time, with from day to day or month to month during this 2020 pandemic, of having blood supply and then going back down to only having a 1 or 2 day supply of blood. So we encouraged lots of our blood drives that couldn't have a blood drive to come in for what we call donor weeks, kind of a virtual blood drive, you know, have everybody from their place of employment or their church all choose a week in the month, and then they can go to any donor site they want, fill out a Count Me In card, and then we can tally it up and let them all know. And that was very impactful to help a lot of our blood drives and to help our donor centers keep the blood supply stable.
Take me into your world in 2020 when you came to work and you learned that there is a single day's supply of blood. How nervous was that day?
It was very nerving. I know all of us were, you know, just trying to do everything that we possibly could to reach out to as much of the community as possible. And much like what Carrie said, just really encouraging the sponsors that we were not able to go to for blood drives anymore to really push their folks to come into the donor centers. And that was something new for a lot of them. You know, we've gone to many of the sponsors in our communities for 20 plus years, and they've been used to us coming to them. So them coming to us was definitely something new, but they did it, and we're forever grateful for that.
Yeah, each time that we had those, you know, extremely low, dangerous days, we would put the call out to the community, and we just have such a really great community. They answered the call, they would come to our donor centers, they'd fill the schedules, and we are so grateful for the loyal group of donors that we have here.
Well, we never know, because we would get the blood bank news releases for and the phone calls, and there was a need for blood, and we'd put it up on our website, and we'd talk about it in news, and we'd talk about it on the air, but you never know. You never really get any feedback from it, so I'm glad to hear that the public steps up and responds. On those days, Carrie and Jamie, if I came in at 9 o'clock in the morning and donated blood, how quickly would my blood be able to be turned around to be used in an emergency?
So it's going to take 2 to 3 days for the testing to come back, for that to know that that pint of blood or that blood product would be safe to be transfused into a patient at the hospital. Now, red blood cells are good for 42 days. And so, you know, there's a little bit of time there, but I will say that obviously we've kind of already talked about it, but the blood does not stay on the shelf that long before it is sent to one of our partner hospitals. But yeah, it did only a couple of days to wait, and then it's out the door.
Have blood drives resumed?
So thankfully blood drives have resumed. I will tell you though, as I reminisce back on when the pandemic started, that was definitely the strangest experience for me, was just seeing all of the blood drives cancel. You know, for a while there when it first started, we did take a complete break of having blood drives. And since the start of the pandemic, we ended up having 500 blood drives cancel, which resulted in a loss of nearly 10,000 units that we did not collect from those blood drives. So, you know, we need about 1,000 units a week to support our local hospitals. And as Carrie had mentioned, 50% of that came from blood drives. So that was definitely, that was a huge impact on us. And thankfully though, we did resume the blood drives back up in the summertime and right around in that June timeframe. And we are definitely adding more and more. And the challenge that we have is that many companies are still working from home. And we don't really know what the future of that looks like. So we definitely have started to try to form more community partnerships to try to curb that a little bit.
And with that, we've actually had quite a few places donate their large spaces so that we can ensure social distancing for collection and for staff. And, you know, Cornhusker Hotel has donated space. Seward County Fairgrounds have donated space. Mm-hmm. We've had our churches donated space. So it's been really wonderful to have strong community business partners and organization partners that know that the blood need for blood is extremely important, and then allow us to use their spaces free of charge and bring people in to give life-saving blood.
Carrie and Jamie joining me from the Nebraska Community Blood Bank on Lincoln Live. We're looking at tomorrow, the Broadcasters Unite for Life blood drive from 9 a.m. to 5. Happy to say, mixed with too bad, the fact that it's full. But blood donations are more than welcome through the end of the month of January, and you can still pick up the perks that are offered tomorrow.
Yeah, we would love to see, you know, people continue to come in as we're still in the midst of the pandemic through the next few months and for the rest of the year. But if you can't get an appointment on Thursday because it is all full, good bad problem to have. Mm-hmm. But we do encourage you to come in and still get the long sleeve t-shirt. You will still get the voucher for a free cup of coffee through Dunkin'. You're also going to be registered to win. There's multiple gift card drawings for $25 gift cards to Dunkin' and a grand prize winner of coffee for a year. And that'll be through the rest of the month of January.
Also through the end of the month, NCBB testing all donations for COVID-19 antibodies. What does that mean?
So Operation Warp Speed is a government-funded program, and they chose many blood banks throughout the nation. We were lucky enough to be part of that chosen program. They provide funding for us to do the antibody testing through the month of January. This is really ultimately to find more convalescent plasma donors. And that's what, even though there's no new cure for COVID-19, it has been proven that convalescent plasma is able to treat and help the very sick recover from COVID-19 in our hospitals.
You've used a term, convalescent plasma. What does that mean?
Convalescent plasma is the plasma that is from somebody who has antibodies positive for COVID-19. So after we transfuse those into a patient who is fighting COVID-19, those working antibodies can actually help the body fight that.
Gotcha. Go down the list of requirements for someone to be eligible to donate.
Well, the truth is that only about 38% of the population is eligible to donate. And of that 38%, only around 5% do donate. Now, the biggest contributor is that we want you to be in good health. We always consider the donor our first patient. After that, you know, you will be taking, you know, a mini health exam to your blood pressure, your temperature, to check your hemoglobin levels to make sure that your body is prepared and ready for a donation. However, so many people think that they can't donate for this reason or that medication or, you know, something, you know, cancer that they had 5 years ago. But really, the FDA changes those regulations, updates those regulations quite frequently. And so we always want to encourage, if you have questions about eligibility, please call our office at 402-486-9414. And we can help answer those questions and ensure that you are eligible or to give you information on why you may not be eligible.
Carrie and Jamie, I've used those percentages in public speaking back when that was a thing, before 2020. And you'd ask people in the room, how many in a room of 200 or so, how many of you have donated? More hands than that 38% go up. But then I use the statistic and then I say, all right, of those people who are eligible, only 5% do. And then I mine down those numbers. And it's a shameful amount of people in that room. They look around like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding? Just that few number of people actually donate. But statistically nationwide, that's the count. But boy, people in Lincoln come through. Here we are talking about an event that's already full for tomorrow.
Yeah. Most people who haven't donated before think that the reason that, you know, that number might be so low is because there's a fear of needles. But the real reason that somebody most likely hasn't donated is because they were not asked. So the things, programs like yours, Dale, and blood drives like this that are really do the ask to please come and donate. And that's why blood drives like this and partnerships with yours is so important to keeping the blood supply stable.
Hey, we're asking you today to donate for the rest of the month to get the perks. And then if the month of January doesn't fit in for you, you can always go into January. Jamie, Carrie, before we run out of time, let's give big props to Famous Dave's. They're always there for us, have been for quite some time, and they're great corporate sponsors.
Yes, an absolute huge thank you to Famous Dave's. They are donating all of the meals that the donors will get on January 21st at the blood drive. And as Dale mentioned, they've been a sponsor for us for many, many years. Cannot thank you enough. And they help us with other events aside from this. So they are a wonderful community partner.
So that's another perk you can pick up on for those of you who have booked a time for tomorrow. Correct. Famous Dave's is part of the. So next year or later this year, because there will be a fall. Are we looking at a fall or a summer, Kami?
Summer. Actually, probably in July. Yep.
Okay. We'll do another one. And Nebraska Community Blood Bank will be there. And I have no doubt that Famous Dave's probably will, too. And I know I will be back and Brad Anderson, too, from our friends at 1011. Carrie and Jamie, thank you very much. You guys do a lot of hard work. You're doing a lot of paddling behind the scenes. So thank you both very much for making this thing a success.
Thank you, Dale.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, everybody. Those of you who have booked a time tomorrow, and you still can get in by the end of the month, you can donate at Nebraska Community Blood Bank. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us on Lincoln Live.